Gemara Daf Lamed is talking about whether the din of Kamlei Bidirabimine applies only to Chayvei Misos Bezdin or even to Chayvei Kharis and Chayvei Misos Bidirshamay. Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakonis Shita is that Kamlei Bidirabimine applies even to Chayvei Kharis. That's the Braisa that the Gemara calls on Daf Lamed Amad Alf. The Tanya, Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakonis, who also says Yom HaKippurim Kishabes L'Tashlomim. Shabbos Mischai Benav Shupat Benav Tashlumin Af Yom Kippurim Mischai Benav Shupat Benav Tashlumin. My time with the Rebbe Nechunya Ben Hakonis, why does he say that there's a din of Kamlei Bidirabimine that you'll be potter from Mammon even if you're only Chayav Kareis not Chayav Misas Bezdin? Chogas Abayin Rava, what the reason for Rebbe Nechunya Ben Hakonis sheep is Amar Abayin Nemar Asam Yidei Odom V'Nemar Asam Yidei Shamayin. Pasuk says, "Lo yason onos yeonesh," that if someone is fighting with someone else and he punches, and he misses the person, but he hits the woman. If the woman doesn't die, im lo yason, but the vlados are killed, so then the person who hit the vlados, he's punished. He has to pay the mama. But im ason yev and asatan nefesh nachas nefesh, then he's not ne'enash. Then there's no chiyuv mam. It says Abaye, Nemar Asim de Adam, Nemar Asim de Shemai. By Yaakov Avinu, it also says, Kra'ohu Asim Baderech, etc. That Binyamin, he was afraid some Asim would happen to him, and the Gemara is assuming that's an Asim bide Shemai that Yaakov Avinu was afraid of. Asim Hamid de Adam, Padman Akashlum, and Abazan Hamid de Shemai, Padman Akashlum. Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakonis compares Asim bide Adam to Asim bide Shemai. Just like Kamlei Bidirabimine by Asam Bidei Adam, so too Kamlei Bidirabimine by Asam Bidei Shamayim. Maskev lo Revada Barava, Nimai Dechi Kamazel Umiyakov Libonei Altinim Upachim Bidei Shamayim, you know? Why is Abaye thing that Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakonis can learn Asam from Yaakov Avinu, that one is talking about Bidei Adam, one is talking about Bidei Shamayim? Who says Yaakov Avinu was talking about Bidei Shamayim? Altinim Upachim, cold and heat, right, that he has to wear a coat, has to dress himself appropriately in the wintertime and in the summertime, take care of himself so that he won't get a cold in either the hot season or the colder season. The Bidei Shamayim, you know, who says Yaakov Avinu was talking about that? That's the Bidei Shamayim Taka. We don't control the weather. Dilma al Arya Vaganvi, the Bidei Adoninu. Maybe Yaakov Avinu was telling them they have to be careful, that he's afraid that Binyamin could be attacked by a lion or by Ganovim. That's Bidei Adam. So then we don't have a Gzeres Shama from Bidei Adam to Bidei Shamayim. Maybe Yaakov Avinu was also talking about Bidei Adam. It says the Gemara, Atu Yaakov, Aha Azer, Aha Lo Azer, but he's only talking about one, not the other. Mustam is even talking about Bidei Shamayim, so we can make a Gzeres Shama between half of what Yaakov Avinu was saying and Asam Bidei Adam. Okay, Asam Bidei Adam and Asam Bidei Shamayim. Hakol Mili Azer. You think Tzinim Upachim is Bidei Shamayim? V'hatanya Hakol Bidei Shamayim Chutz Mitzinim Upachim. Shenem Tzinim Upachim Bidei Rechikei Shom Nafsho Yirchak Mehem. Pasuk in Mishlei implies that a Shomer Nafsho can protect himself from Tzinim Upachim. That's not Bidei Shamayim. It's everyone's responsibility. You've got to get an air conditioner for the summertime. You have to get a heater for the wintertime. You have to get a coat. You have to dress appropriately and take care of yourself. Drink appropriately in the summer. That's not Bidei Shamayim, says the Gemara. V'su, Arya V'Gambi B'Dei Adam. And you also said Arya V'Gambi B'Dei Adam. That's not Bidei Shamayim. V'Homa Rav Yosef V'Hintoni Rav Chia Yom Shachar Beis Hamikdash Afpal Fi Shabotu Sanhedrin Arba Misos Lobotu. Yom Shachar Beis Hamikdash, the Dala Misa still exists. Lobotu Frek the Gemara. Habotu Lahu. There's no Sanhedrin, so we're not down people for Dalet Mises. What's the Braisa saying? What's the Memra saying? Says the Gemara, Eladin Arba Mises Lo Batla. The din of Arba Mises still is not Batla, even Bizman Shevei Samigdash Chorek. Mishin is Chayiv Skilo, Nofel Miragago, Chayador Soso. Mishin is Chayiv Srefo, Nofel Bidleko, Nochash Mekisha. Mishin is Chayiv Harego, Nimsel Amalchus, Olistin Boy and Olav. All of the Dalet Misos can still happen, not through Bezdin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can arrange that a person will die in the same way as the Dalet Misos. He'll get something that looks like Skila. He'll get something that's similar to Sreifa, similar to Herig, similar to Chenek. Din Dalet Misos lo batlo. So So fragt the Gemara, Ayah v'ganvi is bidei Adam, it's bidei Shamayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls the situation. He can bring the Aryeh on the person. He brings the Ganvi on the person. Yeah, a person can somehow try to save himself from the Ganavi, from the Aryeh, but Tachlis, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's bringing it on him. So we don't understand either. Seen in Pachin, that's not bidei Shamayim, that's bidei Adam. A Shomer Nafsho can protect himself. Aryeh v'ganvi, that's not bidei Adam, that's bidei Shamayim. Because Din Dala Misa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls what Misa a person is going to get. Elo Epoch, says the Gemara, you're right, Epoch, let's reverse it. Aryeh v'ganvi bidei Shamayim, seen in Pachin bidei Adam. Okay. But it still comes out that Abaye learns that Rabbi Nachuni ben Akona holds that there's a din of kamei v'davin even by chiyuv kares, because he learns gzera shava asa v'dei adam v'asa v'dei shamayim. What's Yaakov Avinu talking about? He's even talking about v'dei shamayim, whatever that v'dei shamayim is. At first the Gemara thought sinim pachim is v'dei shamayim, and then the Gemara concludes that ayah v'gambi is v'dei shamayim. But Yaakov Avinu was talking about that case too, so that's why we can gzera shava from asan to asa. And that's Abaye's pshat of the Rebbe Nachuni ben Akona. So just parenthetically, Tosis here on the issue of Dalet Misos Lobotlu, you can look, there's an interesting Tosis about Sinan Pachim. I don't want to do all of the Haggadic Tosis in here. Take your time. If you have some time at night, maybe look at the Tosis about Sinan Pachim. It's interesting ideas about, you know, how much a person can protect himself from Sinan Pachim, how much he can't. Interesting Tosis. The Tosis here on the Amid Beis, on Lamed Amid Beis, and Dimas Chaldin, he asked the Kasha that everyone is troubled within this Gemara. But everyone who's chayiv misa gets one of the dalam misas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mizamein one of the dalam misas for him, even bizman shein beis hamikdash kan. Now, Akasha, Craig Taish, is the chazin and kama avarayonim ve'ovdei avodas kachavim shemesim al mitosam. There are many bali avera, many rishayim who die on their beds. They're not killed through dalam misas, through things that are like dalam misas. What's the Gemara saying? The dalam misas are not batal, but it doesn't happen to everyone. The Yeshlom as the Tosa suggests that Yidei Tshuva HaKadosh Baruch Hu make him. If the Rishayim do Tshuva, so then even though the Chayim Dalet Misos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes is making on them, he's lenient. Lefamim Mochel Lagamri, sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mochel the Chiyuv that they have completely. O Zechus Tola, the fact that he does Tshuva, it's Tola a little bit. He'll get punished. HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Olam Abba, you know, in the Bezni Shalmala, he'll punish him. But B'chayev in Olam Azeh, he's not going to get punished. Zuchus Tolelo. He's able to live, and he's not punished in this world. That's what Taisa says. Sometimes a person is chayev a certain punishment, but if he does tshuva, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mochel agami sometimes. Sometimes Zuchus Tolelo. Comes the Nesivis and the Beis Yaakov Rav Yaakov Melisa. He wrote so many different svarim, right? Nesivis HaMishpan, Chosh HaMishpan, and the Makor Chaim, and Hilchas Pesach, and Hagodah Shel Pesach, and the Sefer Beis Yaakov on Ksubis. One of the Gedolei Achronim Ksubis, one of the classics, like the Haflo. Right? It's one of the classics on Ksubis. So the Beis Yaakov is. Tosis didn't answer the question. The Taka are Rishoyim that don't do any tshuva, and then may sell me to Sayim, so on. Okay, Tosis's answer can work for some people, but they're not going to work for most of the Rishoyim that we see. Unfortunately, you never know what's in a person's heart, but sometimes we see that there are Bali Averim, Mamish, not Shod B'tshuva B'chalal, so how can we understand this? If the Din Dala Misas are not Botel, how could HaKadosh Baruch Hu just allow them to pass away pleasantly? They have a pleasant life. So comes the Beis Yaakov and suggests a murder to his son. Sometimes in the Gemara we find the Rishon and we find the concept called Losagi Leve Kapar. Losagi Leve Kapar. A person's Aveira is so chamor that there is no Kapar in this world that can atone for what he did. We find such a concept. Of the Beis Yaakov, maybe that's the pshat. Not like places, a little bit different. Maybe there are Rishayim that are Mesim Amitoseim, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to punish them. He'll punish them in the Bezna Shalmala. He can get back to anyone. He can get back at anyone. Like the Rashi says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not like a Melech Basav Adam, that he hurries to punish whoever acts against him, b'chayim, because he's not going to get an opportunity later. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is chay b'chayim, he has plenty of time. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will get back at that rosh. Akeret says the Beis Yaakov, din dalet misos lo botlu is for the person who does tshuva. He does tshuva, but he's chayiv misas bezdin. For that individual, HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes him in this world, says olam haba, he'll get the schar that's awaiting him. It's better to be punished in this world. But nafochu mamish. Beis Yaakov says sometimes it's good. People look at punishments in this world, tzaras, yisurim, it's terrible. I don't wish it on anyone. Sometimes yisurim are good for a person. That's certainly the perspective a person has to have. That the yisurim that a person suffers, difficulties and challenges, certainly if they're not, there are challenges. A person who has minor, so to speak, minor difficulties or minor challenges, he should take that as a kapara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being good to him. Not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being difficult with him. Being good to him because he wants to be mechaper for whatever he's done in this world, that he'll have an olam haba that's full of schar. So maybe that's the pshat over here. The din dalet misos are not batel for the person who's taka the tzaddik. He's a tzaddik, but he didn't haver the tzchayiv misos bez. He still didn't haver the tzchayiv misos bez. Even if he does tshuva, he still should be punished. But his punishment in this world is good for him, so that in the next world he'll be able to get the schar. Fakered, it's those rishoyim who are mesim al amitoseim. That's because losagi lehuba kapara. They're so far. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to give them a kapara in this world. He wants to give all the schar in this world, so he'll be able to punish them even more in the next world. That's the pshat that the Beis Yaakov suggests. Okay. That's a bayis shita within Nechuni Ben HaKadosh. Comes Rava and offers a different reason. Rava Amar Tamidir of Nechuni Ben HaKadosh Mehocha, Malem Yalimu Amaretz is a name, and Aisha Hu Besitam Yizar Lamolech, Samti Ani as Panay Baisha Hu, Mishpatu Mishmati also, Bikaravam. Amar Torah, Kore Shalik, Yemisa Shalachem. Comes Rav and says, Rabbi Nechoni Ben HaKadosh doesn't learn from Asa Nasa. He learns from Vechrati also Mekerev Amo. If Klal Yisrael doesn't take care of this individual with Misas Bezdin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him Kares, he'll take care of him. So, Omra Torah, Kares Shalik Misa Shalachem. The Jerusha of Rava is that there's an exact equation between Kares and Misas Bezdin. You don't take care of this individual with Misas Bezdin, I'll take care of him with Kares. That's Reb Nechoni Ben HaKadosh's mocker. That the din of Kamli Bidiravmini applies even to Kares and Maman, not just to Misas Bezdin and Maman. Kares Shalik and Misas Shalachem. So just like the Ptur Maman applies by Misas Bezdin, what does that mean, the Ptur Maman applies by Misas Bezdin? Kamli Bidiravmini, we give him the greater onish. We say that if there's a chiyuv of Misas Bezdin, so we don't give him the chiyuv of Maman, because Misas Bezdin is so much more chamer. The same is true by Kares. Kares is also more chamer. And Kare Shali Kamisa Shalachan teaches me that just like Misa's Bezdin can pata from Mammon, Kares can pata from Mammon as well. That's Rava's pshat. What's the nafkamina between Abai and Rava? The Gemara suggests what? What's the nafkamina? Zar Shachol Shema, meaning a case of Misa Bidei Shammai, right? Not Kares with Misa Bidei Shammai. We discussed Rashi and Tosis, the differences between Kares and Misa Bidei Shammai. According to Abaye, even Misa Bidei Shamayim, Asam Bidei Adam, Asam Bidei Shamayim, sounds like any kind of Onish Bidei Shamayim, not just Kores. According to Rava's Jerusha, Kores, Shalik, Misa Shalachem, V'Chirati, also Mikarev Amo, sounds like it's a Jerusha that's Dafka for Kores, not for Misa Bidei Shamayim. That's the Nafkamina that the Gemara gives. We pointed out that there are other Nafkamina that the Rishonim and the Achronim seem to give between Abaye and Rava. There's a whole literature in the Rishonim and the Achronim trying to understand. Okay, Rabbi Nechoni Ben HaKadosh learns that there's a din of Kamei B'Dravmine by Onshin B'Dei Shamayim as well. By Kares, certainly, let's say. By Kares, Kares Umam. Does he say that by Kares Umam the din of Kamei B'Dravmine is exactly the same as Kamei B'Dravmine of Misas Bezdin Umam? Or are there some differences? Rabbi Nechoni Ben HaKadosh might say, B'Ikarot, in general, Kares is similar to Misas Bezdin. Just like there's a din of Kamei B'Dravmine by Misas Bezdin Umamon, so too there's a din of Kamei B'Dravmine by Kares Umamon. But maybe there are some differences between. Maybe it's not an exact comparison. Is it an exact comparison, or is it a partial comparison? we started to point out that this is a machlokas. Machlokas we've shown it, in fact. We found the machlokas Rashi and Tosfos and Pesachim about this issue regarding which prat of Kamei B'Derav Minei. Someone regarding which prat did Rashi and Tosfos and Pesachim argue? You know, there's a principle of Tana de Bechizki. The Gemara Laman Heyam and Aleph says Maka Behema Yishal Men and Maka Adam Yumas. There's a hekesh between Maka Adam and Maka Behema. What's the hekesh? Just like Maka Behema, if someone is Maka Behema, he's always chayev. Bein b'shogeg, bein b'ones, bein b'rotzon, bein miskavin, bein she'en miskavin. Why? What's the mocker for that? What's the mocker that a person is chayev for Maka Behema? If he damages the moment of someone else, he's always chayev, even if he's shogeg, even if he's ones. What's the mocker for that? What? Petzah tachas pa'odim mu'ad la'ol, petzah tachas pa'odim. Exactly. Both of you. Right, petzah tachas potza. Adam muad la'olam. He's always chayav for the mamon. So come tana de bechizkin. They say just like a person is always going to be chayav mamon for makah behema, he's always not going to be chayav mamon if he's makah adam and he's chayav misa. If by being makah adam will be chayav misa, then he'll be potter for mamon. Bein b'shogeg, bein b'meizi, bein b'skavin, bein ein b'skavin. Meaning even if you're not going to be chayav misa before, you're still going to be part of from the moment. It's a din. It's a halacha. It's a hekesh. It's a gzeras hakasuv. Tana de bechizkiya. Gzeras hakasuv. Maka behema. Maka adam. It's a comparison. So I ask you, Rabbi Nachman ben Akana learns that kares is the same as misas bez. The din of kamei b'derav minei applies to kares as well. Would tana de bechizkiya apply? Would we say that chayve krisa shogegin of termin atashlumen or the chayve tashlumen? What's the answer? Who says what? What does Rashi and Sakham say? Rashi says that you're chayiv b'shogeg, right? Rabbi Nachman ben Akana denies Tana de Bechizkiya for his case. Not by chayiv mitzvah. Everyone holds by chayiv mitzvah bezdin Tana de Bechizkiya is correct. Rabbi Nachman ben Akana says, I hold kares u'mamon, your father from the mamon, but only if it's mezid. Only if you're actually chayiv the kares. But if it's shogeg, you did a ma'is aver that would have been chayiv kares if it had been b'meizah, but you did it b'shogeg. There's no chayiv kares. Rabbi Nachman ben Akana will say there, I hold there's no din of tana b'chizkiya. I agree to tana b'chizkiya in the regular case. Misas bezem, but not by kares. This is a new halacha. That's Rashi shit. And Tosfos Pesachim says no. Rabbi Nachman ben Akana says kares is the same as misas bezem completely. Your potter bein b'meizah bein shogeg tana b'chizkiya can apply even to kares. Then we pointed out that the Rashmi Shans in Pesachim wants to be Machalik in Abayin Rava. Rashmi Shans says that maybe this is a Nafkimina, this is an Ika Benayah between Abayin Rava. Abayin learns Rabbi Nachman ben Akana's didn't come with the Rabbi by Kores from Oson Oson. My Oson Midei Odom, Oson Midei Shamayim. Right, Oson Midei Odom is Pata, Oson Midei Shamayim is Pata. Comes the Rashmi Shans and says, according to Abayin, maybe we should only apply the din of kamei b'derav minei to a case that the pasuk is talking about. That's where you do it b'meizid. Right? You do it in a way. Excuse me. You do it in a way that you'll be chayev misa. Let's call it spade a spade. You do it in a way that you're chayev misa. It's interesting because there's actually a machlokas tanan about that case that the two men are fighting. That he's not miskaveh to hit the lady. The shaila, if someone is miskaveh to kill one person, he kills another person, is he chayiv? That's part of the whole discussion. So that's why it's a little difficult to say that we're talking about miskaveh over there. Could be talking about ainu miskaveh, but since you're miskaveh, ma'arugazeh, ma'arugazeh, so then you're going to be chayiv. Okay, it's complicated. But anyway, b'kitza, we're talking about a case where you're chayiv misa, mamish. So you're chayiv misa, so then you'll be parted from the mamish. If you'll be chayav misa before, so then you're parted from them. That's Abayi. But Mistama Abayi would say, claims to Rashi Mishans, that with Nachman ben Akana would hold, if it's only shogeg, you're not chayav misa mamish, then you'll be chayav the moment. Because you're not chayav another onish. If you're chayav misa, so then you're chayav the onish of misa, so don't be chayav your moment. But if you're not chayav the misa, you did a ma'isa averu. That's not what the pasuk is talking about. So you're not going to be potter from the mamon if you if you're chay, if you did a ma'aseh aveira, then would have been chayav kares if you did it b'mezid. You only did it b'shogeg, so the whole drasha is not going to apply. But according to Rav, a kares shalikim yisrael shalachem, it's an exact comparison, so it's across the board. It's across the board. So even Tanit Mechizkiah will apply by chayav kares. Chayav kares and shogeg are going to be potter from mud. That's what the Rash Mishak suggested. Not everyone agreed. We mentioned that the Pnei Yoshua felt that the Echrati also Mekaravama is also talking about Mezid. So let's limit it to the Mezid of the Pasuk. Let's not say it's expansive. Even though the Lashon of the Drosha, Koresh, Shali, Kamisa, Shalachem, sounds like it's a complete equation, Pnei Yoshua is not convinced. Okay, but this was one issue we talked about with the Rishonim and Achronim of the debate whether Reb Nachman ben Akana will compare Onshin b'dei Shamayim to Onshin b'dei Adam completely, and say that all dinim of Kamei b'dei Ravmine by Onshin b'dei Adam will apply to Kamei b'dei Ravmine by Onshin b'dei Shamayim as well. Well, no, it's limited, doesn't apply across the board. Maybe the rule of Tanit Mechizkiah will not apply. There's another very important discussion that the Achronim have regarding Rabbi Nachman ben Akana, limitations on his din of Kamei b'dei Ravmine, and that is whether Kamei b'dei Ravmine can apply to Korei Sumalkas. What do I mean Korei Sumalkas? We've been talking about Kamei b'dei Ravmine where the secondary chiv is a chiv mamon. He says Bezdinu mamon, Malkas umamon, Korei sumamon, Misa b'dei Shemayim umamon. Constantly talking about mamon. Mamon is always the secondary chiv. And we say that Rabbi Nachman ben Akana holds that Korei and Misa b'dei Shemayim are like Misa b'dei Adam, they can pater from mamon. What's the din if the two chiyuvim are not, if one of the two chiyuvim is not mamon? One chiyuv is, let's say, misa, and the other is malchus. Is there a din of kamei b'dei Ravmine there? And would that din of kamei b'dei Ravmine apply to onshin b'dei Shemayim too? Not just to misa's bezin, but to kares and misa b'dei Shemayim? So the rule of kamei b'dei Ravmine by misa malchus, that's a gemara. That does apply. Gemara daf lamed zayin amud aleph. Because the Mishnah there by Baal Bito on Lamed Vav Amud Beis says, "V'chol ha'mischayav b'nafshei mishalim mamon shenemar him lo yason ano shei onesh." If there's no ason, then we punish him. But if he ason, we don't punish him. That's how we know that mamon u'misa, we say kamei b'dei Ravmine. So, fact the Gemara Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, "V'me'ochon nafka, me'ason nafka." You think kamei b'dei Ravmine is learned that from the lo yason? No, it's learned from kederish ason. Kederish, another pasuk. You thought it's one pasuk? No, it's a different pasuk. Not from below Yasam, from Kederish Asam. Mishum Risha achas ata mechaiva, viata mechaiva mishum shtei rishiyas. The Torah tells us that you can only be mechaiva a person for one, not for two. He did two rishiyas, bevas achas, either in one maisa avera, or as we'll see on the Gemara and Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, two maisa avera, but happening simultaneously. Everything happening at the same time. So how can the Mishnah say that the pasuk below Yosson teaches me Kamei b'dei Ravmine? We learn from Kederish Asam. So comes the Gemara and has two answers. First, the Gemara suggests Chada b'misa u'mamon v'chada b'malkas u'mamon. First, the Gemara says maybe the two types of Kamei b'dei Ravmine that we're learning from the two pesukim, misa u'mamon, malkas u'mamon. So we keep on putting Malkus and Misa together. How do you know Malkus? The pasuk of Lo Yason is talking about Misa, not talking about Malkus. So Ani Kederish Asa, the teaching Malkus and Mamon. That's the first shot that the Gemara suggests. And the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Meir, who says that Yiloko Mishalim Tarti Lamali. Rabbi Meir says, Loko Mishalim. There's no din of Kamei b'dei Ravmine by Malkus and Mamon. So Meir Shita, the Chachamim argue. Rabbi Meir disagrees. According to Rav Meir, who says local mishalim, so what do you need to psukim for? Comes to the Gemara and says chada b'misu mamon v'chada b'misu malkus. One teaches me misu mamon, the other teaches me misu malkus. And as Tosis there says in Derech Maschil v'chada, the Rabbanon learn both from Kederish Shasa. Not just Rav Meir, but the Rabbanon will learn malkus mamon and misu malkus from Kederish Asa. So that's what Tosis on Lamed Zayin Amud Beis Maschil V'Chada says. Right? Because the mashma im nischayev v'hadi malkis misa omoma v'shemir shachas adam achayvam. It sounds like if you're chayev with the malchus, anything else, misa or mamon, you're not going to be chayev two things. Happens to be, it's going to be a different thing. If it's misa or malchus, which one are you going to be chayev? Misa. If it's malchus or mamon, which one are you going to be chayev? Malchus. So it's not the same thing that you'll be chayev, but the gzeras hakasav, according to the chachamim, is that mishemisha achas adam chayev, if you're chayev malchus together with something else, either misa's bezdin or mamon, you're not going to be chayev two things, you're only going to be chayev one. The Gemara has a tzrichas. The Yerashmina Misa Mamon Shem Lachada Begufei Bechada Bemamonei Lo Avdina. Avod Misa Malkas Didi Bidi Begufei Ema Misa Richtahi. If we only had one pasuk, I'd say that Dafka Misa Mamon. Right, if I had Velo Yason, I'd say Misa Mamon, but not Misa Malkas. Misa Malkas, they're both Begufa. Chayv to Omshim. It's a Misa Richtah. We can give him the Malkas before the Misa. What's the problem? But Guf and Mamun, is that two different tchumim, two different areas? I think we don't do two types of punishments. Yashmina Miso Malkis, the Taita Begufe lo Abdina, Havel Miso Mamun, the Chada Begufe, the Chada Bemone, Ema Navidbe, Tzvicha. And if I only knew Kedere Shaso, I'd say, Pumfakert. I'd say, we don't give him two Beguf. We give him two different, but not two of the same. That's why I need two Pesach. Okay? So the Gemara Daf Lamed Zayin says, Beferish, that there's a din of kamei b'drabmenei by misa u'mamon, there's a din of kamei b'drabmenei by malchus u'mamon, and there's kamei b'drabmenei by misa u'malchus as well. Okay, for the chachamim, the Rav Meir, these two halachas are derived from kedei rishos. The other is derived from galo yas. Okay. Comes the haflah. It says like this. What's the din if someone does two averas at one time? It's chayv kares and malchus. We're not talking about the same avera. Avada, if they give him asra from malchus, will be chayev malchus even for chayev kares. Someone who's baal achosa, chayev kares. He's also chayev malchus. This is chayev kares. Right? So, but if they give him asra, so then he could get malchus. In fact, the Gemara in Malchus says one shita that if he gets the malchus, so then he's potter from the kares. He won't be nenash the kares, because the malchus will give him a kapar. I'm talking about a different case. I'm talking about that here. He does two maisa aver at the same time. One is a chiyav kares, and there's also a chiyav malchus. Let's say he's being baal achoso, and he's eating chazer at the same time. So they give him hasra for the chazer. Right? He should be chiyav malchus. He's baal achoso b'mezid, he's chiyav kares, and he's also chiyav malchus at the same time. It's b'vas achas. Is there a din of kamei b'drabim and ebenem? Rabbi Nachman ben Akana says kares so mamon will pata from mamon, but there's a pata from malchus too. Is there a koyach in kares to pata from malchus? Comes the haflu, yes.
Is kares a definite punishment if someone does tshuva?
He's mazed. I'm sorry.
Someone does.
Doesn't matter if he does tshuva. The fact is that if he did the ma'isa aver that's chay of kares right now, that will still pata from the malchus, even if he does tshuva in the future. I'm worried about the here and now. Comes the Afla and says he thinks this shaila whether Reb Nachman ben Akana will hold that kares and malchus, case where you chayav kares and malchus bevasachas for two different averis bevasachas simultaneous, gotta be simultaneous. We're gonna talk about this at great length later. Beidna, just like asay docha losase only applies if you do the asay and the losase at the same time. No one will say that you're allowed to steal something and do a mitzvah with it because of asay docha losase. It's ridiculous. You did the gzeil already. Got to be bevasachas for the asay to be docha. Mila b'tzaras, right? Like mila b'tzaras, right? Or like yibo, right? Sorry. The Shabbos, exactly. The Shabbos. And they talk about Kelayim and Tzitzis. Come on, all the Yavamas Chever. Right? Not too many Yavamas Chever left. Right? All different cases. Yibum could also be Aseh Dochalozeh. The Gemara wants to figure out in Yevamos in the first parak if the Yevamos is an erva, or she's Chai Bilavin, right? She's Chai Bilavin, Mamzeres, if there's a bit of Yibum, Aseh Dochalozeh, okay, not for now. But it's got to be Be'idin, it's got to be at the same time. Same is true about Kamei Ben Rabbeinu. It's got to be Be'idna, that at the same time that you chay of one, you chay for the other. I mean, it's a racket. If you didn't have to have the same time, it's just so. If a person, according to Tana de Bechizkia, someone who does a chay of Misas, Vezda Bishog, he's Borer Bishogig on Shabbos. Someone's Borer Bishogig on Shabbos, he's potter from all the moment in his mind. He can go, he can play baseball anywhere at that point. He can damage anyone. Kamei Ben Rabbeinu. He's already chay of Misas, Vezda Bishogig, so he's potter la olam vay from any moment. Stuff ridiculous, right? It's got to be in there. It has to be simultaneous. It's got to be simultaneous. The two chiyuvim have to occur at the same time. Comes the afloah and says like this: what's the din of kari sumalkas? Rabbi Chuni ben Akona holds that there's a din of kamei b'davening by karis. Kari sumaman. What's the din by kari sumalkas? Says the afloah, it should depend on the machlokas Abaye and Rabbi. If you learn from Abaye, if Rabbi Chuni ben Akona learns from Osan Osan, so then, how's there going to be a pur of Malkus by Karis and Malkus? What's the mokar that Misa and Malkus, Misa can part the Malkus? What's the mokar for that? What's the source? On the board. Kedei Rishas. Kedei Rishas. It's not from Asa. It's from Kedei Rishas. So according to Abaye, Rabbi Nechon ben Akane would not part the Malkus through Karis. Right? Karis and Malkus will not. We won't say Kama Bidravani by Kari Sumalkas. Kari Sumalkas is not going to pata because the whole mocker by Misas Bezdenu Malkas is Kedei Rishasa. Abaye's not learning from Kedei Rishasa, he's learning from Asam. So he's learning from Asam, that can pata by Kari Sumamon. Because the Misa Umamon, Misas Bezdenu Umamon is learned from Asam. Zokta Hafla. So according to Abaye, Rabbi Nechon ben Akane should not pata by Kares and Malkus. He should say Yechayev Malkus. There's no din of Kamei B'Derabamine by Kares and Malkus. Because Kares and Malkus is learned from Kedei Rishasa. Right? Kares and Malkus can't be included in Asa because the whole tour of Malkus B'Makom Misa, that's from Kedei Rishasa, not from Asa. But according to Rava, maybe Rabbi Nechon ben Akana will pater even by Karis and Malkus. Why? But there's no Kedei Rishasa. Well, what's the Afla saying? Because Karis Shalika Misa Shalachan, right? No Chamal. Rava learns Rabbi Nechon ben Akana paters by Karis and Malkus from Karis Shalika Misa Shalachan. It's an exact equation. It's the Afla. If it's an exact equation, even though the Ptur of Miso Malkus comes from Kedei Rishasa, we can apply it straight. We can apply it to Kares. Because there's an exact equation between Misa and Kares. So any halacha that applies to Misa, willy-nilly applies to Kares. If you learn like Abaye, it's not Kares Shalikin Shalakhan. It's a Zeresh Shav of Oson Oson. Thank you very much. It's a Zeresh Shav of Oson Oson. So then it's going to be limited. It's not going to apply across the board. It should be limited to Asan. So since Asan only teaches me the rule of Kamei B'Derabamine by Misa Umamon, so then I'm not going to know the din of Kamei B'Derabamine of Misa Umalkas by Kares. I mean, I'm not going to be able to transfer the rule of Kamei B'Derabamine by Misa Umalkas to Kares. Because there's nothing in Asan that tells me that the rule of Kamei B'Derabamine where the lesser punishment is Malkus. Right?
if you learn from us on us, so then limited to, you know what, let's say it like this. Karis mamon equals nisabu mamon. Karis malchus does not equal nisabu malchus. Because that's not learned. Nisabu malchus is not learned from us and us, and it's learned from kedei rishas. But if you learn like Rava, karis shalik nisa shalachem, and kares equals misa. So any place where you have misa, just put kares in there. Then kares somalkis equals misa somalkis. Because kares equals misa. So even if we learn the Torah kamei b'diavad of misa Umalkas and Kedei Rishas, so it applies to Kares too, because Kares Shalik Misa Shalachan. If it's learned from us and us, and there's not an exact equation between Kares and Misa. It's Exeris Akas, it's Exeris Shavu. It's limited. Same as we said according to the Rashmi Shans and Psachim. It's limited. So it's not going to apply to Kares Umalkas, because that's a different Exeris Akas. It's learned not from us, but from Kedei Rishas. If you learn like Ravas, then Kares Shalik Misa Shalachan is an exact equation. This is what the Hafla suggests. That's really fascinating. Both the Rashmi Shans and the Hafla felt that there are other nafkamina between Abai and Rava, aside from what the Gemara mentions. Stacha Pella. Why did the Gemara give these cases? The Gemara doesn't talk about Tanat Iskia by Chiyuve Kores. The Gemara doesn't talk about Kores Umalkis. Why did the Gemara give these nafkamina? What's the answer? What do you think the answer is? Yes, Ali Sadiq.
Because then it comes out that according to Rava, it disagrees with the Mishnah
Makos Elohim Lokim,
and says that you could get Malkus for
Fibu Karis. No, Mishnah Makos is talking about whether you master the person for Malkus. He didn't master up for Malkus, he gets Malkus. I'm talking about the following case. Let me say it again. Baal Achoso, but he's eating a Chazer sandwich at the same time. The Malkus is not for Baal Achoso, it's for a different Avera that's happening simultaneously. You got it? You gotta keep that in mind. I know it's complicated, it's tricky. Right? But that you gotta keep that point in mind, because if not, it's. Because everyone would say, what? Every time you do a. Every Chiyuv Karis, there's Malkus for that if they're mastering him. So what are you telling me? Come if you're driving me, you only get Karis and not Malkus? No. If they give him a straw for Malkus, he will get the Malkus. As we said, the Gemara Malkus quotes one of the timeline that he can be nifter from his Karis. He can be patted, exempted from the Chiyuv Karis through the Malkus. He gets his Karis with him. I'm talking about a different case. Two ma'isa avera simultaneously, achi of kares and achi of malchus. So through the kares, he'll now be parted from the malchus. Okay? What's the answer? Why don't the Gemara give these nafkamina between Abai and Rava? What do you think? Eitan.
Beis Yaakov says that.
I don't want Beis Yaakov. Yeshiva University. I'll give you a portion of reason before we get to the Beis Yaakov rejects what the Hafla says. I'm saying according to the Hafla I have a kasha. And the kasha is also on the Rash Mishans. They're introducing new nafkamina that the Gemara didn't have. I thought the answer is that the Gemara is giving the Poshida answer. I agree. Rabbi Chanan ben Akana holds that Kare Samamon, there's also a din of kamei b'diravni. You'll be parted from the moment. So what's the nafkamina? I have two different drushas, Abai and Rava. What's the nafkamina between them? The simplest nafkamina is how expansive does onesh b'dei shamayim mean? Gemara keeps on saying also b'dei shamayim, b'dei adam, b'dei shamayim. We talk about kares, but how expansive is that concept? Tana de bechizki. Tana de bechizki is like. That's not the basic halacha of kamei b'diravni. We're talking about onesh v'dei shamayim and mom. That's our basic kamei b'diravni. So the Gemara gives an afkamina in the basic halacha of kamei b'diravni. There could be other halachas as well. There could be other halachas as well. Tana de bechizkiyah could be a halacha. Koris of Malkus could be a halacha. But that's not the basic din. The Gemara is just giving us the basic halacha. Are there other nafkamina? There might be. Not everyone agrees to the Rash Mishans. There might be other nafkamina. But the Gemara is giving the basic nafkamina. Yes, Eitan.
Wouldn't the Gemara have then said that also?
Okay. I suggested something because, you know, according to the Rashmi Shans and the Hafloy, it's the Pile Ploy. I mean, that's what the Pnei Yeshua is. The Pnei Yeshua, if I remember correctly, the Pnei Yeshua is one of his kashas on the Rashmi Shans is that can't be. It can't be that that's an afkamina between Abai and Rava, because then why didn't the Gemara mention it? That's the Pnei Yeshua's kasha. So obviously, some Achronim were troubled, like you. Yeshua is like you. You know, great minds think alike. I think maybe the answer for the Rashmi Shans and the Hafloah is that in a Chanami, the Gemara could have said it, but the Gemara just wants to give the Gemara, the Gemara's Kasha is like, Abai and Rav are giving two different Makaros. We need two Makaros. One is sufficient. And the Gemara says, no, there's a very, very important distinction. Forget about complicated distinctions. There's an important distinction. What does kares mean? It means dafka kares. It doesn't mean onesh bidei shamay. Rabbi Nachman ben Akana wasn't making a statement about onesh bidei shamay. He was saying dafka that kares, according to Rava. Abaye says no. He says no. He's talking about even lisa bidei shamay. Yaakov.
Maybe to strengthen the read that we just said for the Afola and the Shmishanas, you could say, like, maybe the Gemara, if they really wanted to give, like, bigger ideas, it would have said, like, the conceptual difference of any case of Nisi Vidish Amayim, but the fact that it just says a specific case of Zar, Shalpa, Truma, it's giving a quick technical nafkamina, and it's not even...
I hear what you're saying. I think the reason why our answer, I think, is a strong one is because we haven't even learned about Tana Zavei Chizkiya yet. We have, but the Gemara hasn't. We have because it's going to come up in its... But the Gemara hasn't mentioned this yet. The Gemara hasn't mentioned Miso Malkus yet. So this is a good place to point out, you know, all the other discussions that the Rishonim and the Achronim have within Rabbi Nachman ben Akana Shita. But we haven't mentioned these in the Gemara yet. So maybe the Gemara feels, let me give the Pasha the answer. I'm going to introduce you to Tana Zavei Chizkiya here. Let's wait till Lamed Hey. I'm going to introduce you to Miso Malkus. That's a Gemara later based on the Mishnah. So that's why the Gemara here gives this simple answer. So okay, what you're adding, Yaakov, is that from the Lashon of the Gemara, it sounds like they just want to give a simple answer. The question is, but why do they do that? So I think because here we don't want to introduce you to a whole litany of other halachas. There's no point to it because that's not really what the focus is over here. Comes the base Yaakov and disagrees with the Hafla. Says I don't think the Hafla is right. The Hafla wants to say what? That according to Rava, Rabbi Nachman ben Akana will pater even what? Even Kare Sumalkis. Because Kare Shalikamisa Shalachem. Just like the Tosa Shans, what not to say that according to Rava, Rabbi Nachman ben Akana will pater even by Chayve Krisa Shogin, Kare Shalikamisa Shalachem. Zokta Bei Siako, forget about Tanad Bei Chizkiya. Let's talk about Kare Sumalkis. Right? Kare Sumalkis. Says the Beis Yaakov, what's the mocha that Misa Umalkis will pater for Malkis? Kedei Rishasa. What does that mocha mean? Kedei Rishasa, Mishim Risha Achas Ata Machaiva, Iyata Machaiva, Mishim Shtei Rishas. Who's the Iyata Machaiva? Who's the Bezdin? Who's the Pasuk talking to? The Bezdin. Bezdin is not allowed to give two onshim to one individual. Dr. Beis Yaakov, even Rava would say that this can't apply to Onshin Bidei Shamayim. What's the Hafla talking about? This is dependent on the Machlokas Abayin Rava. It has nothing to do with Abayin Rava. The Hafla wanted us to believe that according to Rava, since Kare Shalikim Misa Shalachem, even the Ptur of Kamer Bidei Rabinei of Misa Umalkas should apply to Kares as well. Kares Umalkas should also apply to Umalkas. Because Kare Shalikim Misa Shalachem comes to the Beis Yaakov and says, what are you talking about? The Makar that Malkus could be exempted. A person could be exempted from Malkus if he has an Onesh HaChomer. That's from Kedei Rishasa. That's a halacha in Bezdin. That will only apply if the two Onshim are administered by Bezdin. But if one is an Onesh Bidei Shamayim, what's the Iyat HaMachayva Mishim Shtei Rishios over here? Chesed is only mechayev in one. Malkus. Midei Shamayim, he gets the chorus. What's the problem? Talk to Beis Yaakov. I think bein la'abaye, bein la'rova. Rabbi Nechunya ben Akona will say that if you have a chi of chorus and Malkus, what's the din? Does he get the Malkus or not? He gets the Malkus. There's no din of chamer ben Rabbi Ne'ali ben Rabbi Nechunya ben Akona by chorus and Malkus. That's what the Beis Yaakov points out. That the Afloh's svar is faulty. The Afloh wanted to make a chilek between Abaye and Rava. Forget about why it's not in the Gemara. It's not wrong. That's why it's not in the Gemara, according to Beis Yaakov. It's wrong, he says. Because even Rava would say that there's no Malkus. Because the whole mocker to pater from Malkus as a secondary onesh is on Kedei Rishasa. That's a din in Beis Din. Here we're talking about Onshe Shamayim. HaKadosh Baruch was going to give him Kares. So what, Beis Din shouldn't give him Malkus? What is one for the other? Beis Din is only giving him one. They're not giving him two. So what's the problem? There should be no problem to give him Malkus. There's no Kamei B'Dramani to speak of. Because the din of Kamei B'Dramani is up to Beis Yaakov. Listen up. The din of Kamei B'Dramani says the Beis Yaakov of Miso Malkus, at least, is a din in Beis Din. Mishim Risha Achas Et HaMachayv Aviyat HaMachayv Mishim Shereishis. That shouldn't apply to Onshei Shamayim. How did the Haflo understand the Gzeres HaKasu of Kedei Rosh Hashanah? Why did he think there is enough Kamina between Abaye and Rava here? Yes? So formulate it for me. What's the din of Kamer V'Damei from Kedei Rosh Hashanah according to the Haflo? Oh, exactly. It's on the Gavra. It's a din on the Gavra. He can't be Chayiv two things. From one Maisa Avera, or from two Maisa Avera that occurred at the same time. Exactly, Yosef. It's a din in the Gavra, not in the Beis Din. The Beis Yaakov wants to say it's a din in Beis Din. So the din in Beis Din, how can that apply to Onshei Shamayim? Beis Din is only Mechayev. In Malkus, what's the problem? The Afloah says, no, it's a din in the Gavra. Kedei Rosh Hashanah, okay, it's formulated Mishum Risha Achas Ata Mechayev, V'yata Mechayev, Mishum Shtei Rishim. That doesn't mean Iyatom Mechayevo. That means who ain't no Chayev Mishum Shtei Rishios. The Gavra is not going to be Chayev twice. But it's a din in the Gavra, then it can apply. Don't you Shemayim too? Keep this in your back pocket because we're going to have to refer back to it. So this is a very important machlokas. What does Kamei B'Dravene mean? Is it a din in Beis Din? Or it's a din that's chal on the Gavra, not because Beis Din can't give him onshin. It's a din that's chal on the Gavra. We're going to refer back to this in Mitzvah. But that could be the machlokas, the Haflah and the Beis Yaakov, whether Rabbi Nechunya ben Akona, Aliba de Rava, that's a lot. Rabbi Nechunya ben Akona, Aliba de Rava, would he say that there's a Ptur of Malkus by Koresu Malkus? Do you say yes, because Mishem Rishach, Hasadam Achai, Vyatam Achai, Mishem Rishach is a din in the Gavra, can apply even to Onshe Shemayim? You say no. It's a din in Beis Din. And because Beis Din is only giving him Malkus, no din of Kamei ben Rabbeinu. Have it over.
We were speaking the from last week that we put in the book that Kharis and Nisan are double definite. So he said the Gabi Kharis for Shogi, but he also said the Gabi Kharis and Malkus. They're exactly the same, just like Nisa with Hadith and Malkus and Kharis. And if he would say that, then maybe that could actually be the
end. It doesn't matter. The Ra'ah is not going to be stronger than Rava. The whole idea of Rava is Kharis, Shali, Kamisa, Shalachem.
Well, so I'm saying maybe he would say, even if the Abaye, Kharis and Malkus and Hadith, would Pater just like Misa would. And that's why the Gemara didn't mention it not because any Kharis point of the Ra'ah is any Kharis point of the Ra'ah is going
to
Pater.
The Ra'ah was only trying to point out that Kharis and Misa's Beis Din go hand in hand and Malkus is the outsider. Right? That's what he was trying to say. Now, which of the three doesn't belong, as they say? Right? You got three things, and you have to figure out which one doesn't belong. So Malkus doesn't belong, that's out. Milsa achritihi. That's what his point was. So the Ramban was being a raya from Malkus, that even though Malkus is like Misa, but not completely. It's similar in certain others, but not completely the same. As opposed to Kares and Misa, that's Mamish Dovado Achasi, it's a Misa. It's the Misa. So you can't make comparisons, but you can't change the fact that Abaye's Mokar doesn't say Kari Shalik Misa Shalachem. It's not an exact comparison. They both are similar, but okay, I hear what you're saying. The Ra'ah didn't say this with an Abaye and Rava. He said it's Stam. So he's saying according to the Ra'ah, should be a more direct comparison, more exact comparison between Karis and Nisa, even if you're talking about Tabai.
Karis can never be enough, and you can never buy another one.
So he's saying, according to the Ra'ah, what? According to the Ra'ah, how does that help me? The marker for Misa, the little comment we added about Misa Makis is from Kedera Shaso anyway, so how are you going to help me according to Abaye? The marker for the tour of Malkis, when you have Misa and Malkis, is Kedera Shaso. Abaye holds Rabbi Nochuna ben Akona's tour by Koreis is from Osa. So according to the Haflor, they're not the same marker. So because they're not the same marker, that tour is not going to apply. So even according to the Ra'ah, he still can't learn the Torah of Malkus because it had to be learned out of Kedera Shaso.
But Karis can still never be enough if you don't think. Is that disregarding?
Why? Why? It's all a function of what the Makar is. I can't apply. You're saying Karis and Misa have to be equivalent. They're equivalent vis a vis awesome. But they're equivalent. I hear what you're trying to push in, but I'm not sure it's Makar. Eitan.
Both the Shackles and the Hafla agree that by Karis or Mamon, that it's a dinin Beis Din.
Karis or Mamon?
Yeah.
A dinin Beis Din?
You.
Saying that what you're really asking is what's the din of Misa or Mamon? The din of the basic din of Kamei Dravina, Misa or Mamon? Why is Karis or Mamon any different than Misa or Mamon?
Because one's
the Negei Shemayim. No, but so. We're trying to understand the Pasuk Kedei Rosh Hashanah. So now you're asking, you're peddling back to Karis U'mamon?
Yeah.
But Karis U'mamon, you first have to understand what the basic halach of Kamei Dravina is by Misa U'mamon and then apply it to Karis. So maybe we should wait for that, because we're going to talk about that. It's not from Kedei Rosh Hashanah, but that's the discussion that we'll have to have in the future, whether maybe once we have this new Pasuk of Kedei Rosh Hashanah, this is a very important point. Once you have this new pasuk of Kedei Rosh Hashanah, is that malame? Does that teach me something about the lo yiyah ason also? Is the holding of Kamei Dravina a din in Beis Din? If you would ask me, I'd say no. That's Kedei Rosh Hashanah. That's Misa Malkus. Oh, but once I have Kedei Rosh Hashanah, maybe that teaches me something about Kamei Dravina in general. Yeah, I know. It adds other cases of Kamei Dravina. But maybe even for the basic din of Kamei Dravina of Misa Umamon, which I learned from another pasuk, maybe Kedei Rosh Hashanah teaches me something. Maybe the whole din of Kamei Dravina is not a din in the Gavra, as Yossi wanted to say. But maybe it's a din in Beis Din. So we'll have to see that. We'll have to see in the Tisha. So these are just two issues that the Mefarshim discuss as to whether Rabbi Nochuni ben Akone limits his halacha of Kamei Dravina of Karis. Does he limit it regarding Tanna Dabei Chizkiya? Does he limit it regarding Karis Umalkis? And we see that some of the Rishonim and the Achronim in each one of the cases wants to suggest that maybe that could be a nafkamina between Abaye and Rava. Okay, what does the Gemara say though? What is the nafkamina between Abaye and Rava? Misa v'dei Shema. Zar shachol tshuma. Mai benayu, mai ika ben Rava la'abaye, ika benayu zar shachol tshuma. La'abaye potter, ule Rava chan. Zar shachol tshuma. What's the case of zar shachol tshuma? What's the case of zar shachol tshuma? He did it for Mezah, for Shogig, for Onis, for Rotsum. Well, what's the case? Come on. What's the case? What does Rashi say? For Mezah, exactly. Good. For Mezah. He did it for Mezah. Zar Shachot Shem, for Mezah, for Mezah, for Shemayim, for Lobakaris. Kores, who for Zara, and Anoshim, for Chsiv, Ari, Rimiv. Oh, that's Rashi, which he tells on Shabbos. The Kores is not only who Nechras, but Zara Nechras. Again, it's Tolis is in Shabbos, that I did it for Shabbos. So Rashi says Zar Shachol Shuma is b'mezid Misa v'dei Shamayim not b'karis. So according to Abaye, he doesn't say Karish l'kimisa shalachem. Even Misa v'dei Shamayim Rabbi Nochuna ben Akona will part it from Mamon. Zar Shachol Shuma is potter from paying the Mamon. He's chayev Misa v'dei Shamayim, should have been chayev Mamon for the Gezel, for stealing from the Sheva Kahuna. He's potter from the Mamon. And Rav would say, no. Rav would say that he's chayiv. Because Misa B'dei Shemayim is not included. It's only Karis, not Misa B'dei Shemayim. There's no Kamei B'dei Ravmine by Misa B'dei Shemayim, so that's why he's chayiv. Why did Rashi pick the case of Zara Shachol Tshuma of the Mezid? Why do you have to pick Mezid for? Did say the Zara is such a Balavera? Is that Shachol Tshuma? You see from Rashi, he was medayin. The doctor b'meizid. Zayin shol jo b'meizid. B'meizid who b'meizid b'nei shamayim. What is he meizid for? Even b'shoget. What are you going to tell me? There's no meizid b'nei shamayim? So what? Three words. Tanit b'chizkiya. Where do you think that Rashi done? Why did Rashi have to pick meizid for? Tanit b'chizkiya. Even if it's b'shoget, he'll be chotter from the mama. According to Abai. Right? Abai holds Rabbi Nachman Rav Hanan doesn't limit his halacha to kares. It applies even to misa b'nei shamayim. I understand Rava limits the kares, but Abai doesn't limit the kares. It applies even to misa b'nei shamayim. So once we know Tana d'Bechizkiya, what does Rashi have to say? Dafka zar shachol chinu b'meizin. Even b'shogeg you'll be parted from the mom. Even b'shogeg you'll be parted because of Tana d'Bechizkiya. What's the answer? Yaakov.
No, I was saying it stems from the same reason why how he read about Fuke, right?
Exactly.
Because he also was forced or decided to say that it was Mezid because he doesn't think that Rabbi Nachman Menachama holds his concept of Shogeg.
Exactly. Rashi Ipsachim, which he passed, right? Rashi Ipsachim says Rabbi Nachman Menachama denies Tana de Bechizkiya for his halacha, his addition to Kabbalah B'Dami. Not Chai B'Mis. Rabbi Nachman Menachama agrees to Tana de Bechizkiya. No one should say Rabbi Nachman ben Akana denies Tana Bechizkiya. That's ridiculous, right? The Kulei Alma. What's the Lashon? Rav is Lashon on Amud Hey Amud Aleph. Umiikol Amando Amar Chayvin Misa Shogin Chayovin. No one. Rabbi Nachman ben Akana agrees, but not by Kares. He's willing to add Kares Umamon to the rubric of Kamei B'Dravine, but only the Mezid. Kares B'Mezid, not Kares B'Shogin. Because he doesn't expand, he doesn't extend the din of Tana d'Bechizkiya to Kares as well. That's Rashi's Shita. So Rashi would hold what? Even Rabbi Nachman ben Akana would claim that Chayve Krisis Shogin, and according to Abaye, Chayve Miso Shogin, Chayovin v'tashlum. That's why Rashi had to say, Dafka Zar Shalachot Shalom Amazit. He eats it b'mezit. Then we understand why Abaye would say that he's Potter. If he eats it b'shogeg, stuff ridiculous. Of course it's going to be Chayiv. There's no Tana d'Bechizkiya, I'll leave it there Rav Nachman ben Akana by Kares and Mises and Mises B'nei Shamayim. Okay, that's Rashi. Does everyone get that? Questions. I want to hear the questions. Does everyone understand why Rashi is Lishitas on Psachim? Okay. What does Tosis say here? Comes Tosis and says, Zan shachol chumah la'abaye potter. Ve'ochel chumah b'shogeg Behizid b'me'ila l'rebi d'amar b'misa d'chayiv gzeres l'kosifu. So Tosis admits to Rashi, right? That's his whole point. Zar shal chumah is not ochel chumah b'shogeg. The ochel chumah b'shogeg, that's a new halacha. That's not zar shal chumah. Zar shal chumah is b'mezid. Everyone says zar shal chumah in all gemara is b'mezid. Why is it not b'shogeg? Says Tosis, the ochel chumah b'shogeg, let's skip a little bit. D'chayiv Zeres HaKosuvah. Comes Tosis and says, the reason why we can't be told by Zar Shal Hashem B'Shogeg is why? Not because Tana de Bechizkiya doesn't apply to Reb Nachman ben Akana's Chai B'Krisis or Chai B'Mises B'Shemayim. No, not because of that. Zeres HaKosuvah. What's the Zeres HaKosuvah? The Pasuk. By Zar Shal Hashem. The Pasuk in Parshas Emma. What does the Pasuk say? The Ishki Yochal Kodesh Bishkoga, the Yosaf Hamishi so Olo, the Nasa Makoinas a Kodesh. Bishkoga. Pasuk is talking about Zar Shachachim and Bishogi. Pasuk doesn't talk about Mezid. Bishogi. And it says Yechayev Mamon Bishogi. It's Docha, it's a very short Pasuk that Zar Shachachim and Bishogi is Chayev Mamon. So you can't tell me Kamle Bidrahme, that's ridiculous. It's a Pasuk. Kamle Bidrahme tells me I have certain halachas. But there are exceptions to the rule. There are certain cases where it's not going to apply. But if the pasuk says Zar Shachol Chumah B'Shogeg is Chayiv Mamon, you can't say, "Oh, I have a din of Kamei B'Dramine." It goes against the pasuk. That doesn't make any sense. It's a Zeres HaKosuv that you're Chayiv Mamon in that case. The pasuk doesn't talk about a case of Baal Achoso when he's eating Chazer at the same time. So you can say, "Okay, I know a din of Baal Achoso. I know a din of if you eat Chazer, you're Chayiv Mamon. Baal Achoso is Chayiv Kares." They come together, so maybe we can have a new halacha that teaches me what the rule should be. But if the pasuk is talking about this case, you can't say, come and it beats the pasuk. So what's the pasuk coming for? That's the Gzeres HaKosef. Comes Tosis and says it's a Gzeres HaKosef. What does Tosis need that for? Why doesn't he just say Rabbi Nachman HaKoneh holds that Tavad Rechizkiah doesn't apply to Chayvei Krisa? It's Shogim. Doesn't apply to Chayvei Krisa Shogim. What's the answer? A new hand. Come on. Come on, Rabbosai. Don't be bashful. Why can't he just say Rashi and Psochim? Because Tosim Psochim doesn't say like Rashi and Psochim, right? Right? Tosim Psochim says Rabbi Nachman ben Akana extends Tanu Debei Chizkia even to Chayvei Krisus. Rabbi Nachman ben Akana says that Chayvei Krisus Shogin would be part of Menatashlum. So Tosis Lishitasa, I know Psochim and Subas, they don't have to be Lishitasa, it could be different Bali Tosis, but it's nice. Tosim Subas is going with Tosim Psochim. That Rabbi Nachman ben Akana extends Tanu Debei Chizkia even to Chayvei Krisus. So, according to him, why Taka Ayu Chayv? Why Taka Ayu Chayv Mama by Zar Shachot Shun B'Shogi? You should be part of it because of Kavod B'Dir Avmine, Tanu Debei Chizkia. That's why Tosis says, Gezeres HaKosov Hu, the Pasuk. Kama B'Davne should have been Shayach over here. According to Rashi, the whole question never even began. Right? The question never began, because Tanu Debei Chizkia doesn't apply to Chayv Krisus and Chayv Mises Bezdin. And Chayv Misa Bidei Shemayim, pardon me. But Tosis says it should apply. Rabbi Nachman ben Akana extends Tanu Debei Chizkia to Chayv Krisus and Chayv Misa Bidei Shemayim. It should have applied. So what should the din have been by Ochel Tshuva B'Shogeg? What should the din have been? Is he Chayv Mamon or not, according to Tosis? He should have been Potter because of Tanu Debei Chizkia. Comes the Pasuk, the Gzeres HaKosef, and says, no. There's no Tanu Debei Chizkia. A new pasuk that says that he's going to be chayim. He's going to be chayim. So if I were to ask you, Zar Sha'achal Truma B'Shogeg, what's the din, first of all? Is he chayim to pay mamon? Yes. Why is he chayim to pay mamon? Just one second. According to Rava, why is he chayim to pay mamon? Why should he be potter from paying mamon? Why should Zar Sha'achal Truma, if someone were to, you know, walk up to you in a calf, let's say, as you're waiting on one, about to order chicken, and he distracts you. And he says, why is Zar Sha'achal Truma B'Shogeg Chayiv Mamon? Is he Chayiv Mamon? He says, of course. Right? Is he Chayiv Mamon? Yes, he's Chayiv Mamon. Why? So the first thing you should say is, well, according to whom are you asking? Abaye or Rava? Gotcha. According to Rava, why is he Chayiv Mamon? Because there's no Kama B'Dirame B'Chiyuv B'Koreis or Chiyuv B'Misa B'Dei Shemayim at all. Rava says, forget about the whole thing. There's no Havamina to say he should be part of me than Kama B'Dirame. But Abaye says there is a Havamina. I didn't say that right. According to Rava, there's no din of Kama B'Dirame B'Chiyuv B'Misa B'Dei Shemayim. Rabbi Nachman ben Akana Avada holds this Kama B'Dirame B'Koreis. Let's get this quick. Zar Shachot Shum Eschai B'Misa B'Dei Shemayim. Rava says Rabbi Nachman ben Akana denies Kama B'Rav Minei by Chiyuv Misa B'Dei Shemayim, so that's why he'll be Chayav Mamon. But Abaye says what? Rabbi Nachman ben Akana holds the Kama B'Rav Minei, not only by Karis, but even by Misa B'Dei Shemayim, so he really should be Potter. So why talk is he Chayav? According to Rashi, chapter number 2, according to Rashi, he's Potter because what?
Does it extend to that?
Rabbi Nachman ben Akana does not extend Tanu Debei Chizkia to Karis and Misa B'Dei Shemayim. And according to Tosim Sochim, or Tosim Subis, they're working together, he really does extend Tanu Debei Chizkia, so he really should be Potter, but he's going to be Chayav because of what? Zeres HaKosef. Very good. So we have three shitas, three reasons as to why Zar Shachal Chum B'Shogeg should be Chayav B'Tashlum. Why he is Chayav B'Tashlum. He should be Potter because of Kamei Ravine, perhaps, but we have three reasons to reject that. And Tosis says the same, Gzeres HaKosev, for Me'ila B'Hegdash as well. So the Lashon of Tosis is very difficult. He's it B'Me'ila L'Rebbe D'Amar B'Misa D'Chayev. What's he talking about? He's comparing Ochel Tshuma B'Shogeg to He's it B'Me'ila. Mezid and Shogeg, it's Mamash HaKugel. What's he saying here? And what's the Gzeres HaKosev? There's a Gzeres HaKosev. The Pasuk talks about Me'ila B'Mezid. The Pasuk talks about Me'ila B'Shogeg. Right? We read the pasuk. Vayikra. Chata b'shkogam mikotshe Hashem. Hevi es hashama. Es hashachot min hakodesh yishalem. Es chamishiso. Yosef Olav. He's talking about Bisholding, not Bemeza. What's he talking about? So come all of the Achronim and say that there's somewhat of a mistrick in this Tosfos. Tosfos is saying the following. According to Rebbe, what's Rebbe? The Gemara Pesachim as a Machlokas, Rebbe and the Rabbanon, what's the din if someone is Mezid B'me'ila? Let's say someone's more of a Hekdish, the Mezid. Takes a thing of Hekdish and he steals it. Is he Chayiv? What's he Chayiv, I should say? So Rebbe says he's Chayiv Misa B'nei Shamayim. Mezid B'me'ila is Chayiv Misa. The Chachamim say, what's he Chayiv? He's violated the law. So what's he Chayiv? Malkus. Rebbe says you Chayiv Misa. The Chachamim say you Chayiv Malkus. Right? B'meizid. Let me ask you a question. Mal b'shogig. Is he chayav to pay? Should there be a din of kalna b'dirabene by mal b'shogig? So just one second. According to the Rabbanon, that b'meizid would be b'malkus, should there be a din of kalna b'dirabene b'shogig? What's the din of chayav in malkiyas shogigin? Rabbi Yochanan Reish Logish have a machlokas, and we pass him what? Chayav in malkiyas shogigin? Chayav apot. Chayiv b'mama, because there's no kol nevi d'rabbanan. So, avada, according to the Rabbanan, right? According to the Rabbanan, that b'meizin is malchus, there's no havamina to say you should be part of b'shogeg. So, of course you're going to be chayiv b'mama b'shogeg. But what's the din according to Rebbe? B'meizin you chayiv misa, so what should be the din b'shogeg? Tana d'b'chizki, right? Tana d'b'chizki. If you hold that Tana d'b'chizki applies to krisis of misa b'dei shamayim, Tana d'b'chizki should part of you for mama. Tana de Bechizke should part of you from Mama. But yet we know that Maul Beshogit is Hayat Mama. That's what the Pasuk says. How can that be? How does it all come together? Comes to Isis and says, it's exactly the same as Truma. Ochal Truma Beshogit is Chayiv, even though Bemezid is Misa B'dei Shamayim. Och Maul Behegdish Beshogit is Chayiv Mama, even though Bemezid is Chayiv Misa B'dei Shamayim. I come to the Rav, Tana de Bechizke. Says Tosis, what's the answer? Why are you chayav mamu? Shouldn't there be a din of kabbalah b'nayim? What's the answer? Same answer. Pasuk gets it. Zeres akasa. That's Tosis. Tosis is telling us that nafkamim between Abayin and Rava. That's by Zarsha Achol Truma b'meizid. But Zarsha Achol Truma b'shogeg. B'shogeg is chayav. Why is he chayav? He should be potter because of kabbalah b'nayim. No, even Abayin would say that you're chayav. By shogeg, even Abaye would say yechayev b'shogeg. I tana de bechizkia says Tosfos. No, it's a gzeras hakosef to say that you're chayev. Okay, so that's why you're going to be chayev by zar shachol shem b'shogeg, and that would be the same reason why you're going to be chayev for moal b'shogeg. This is the way that the Chochma Shlomo and the Maram Shif both learn Tosfos. That Tosfos is not talking about moal b'meizid; it's talking about moal b'shogeg. The best way to read this Tosfos, there really should be a little emendation to Tosfos. I saw that the Hagos Vitzionim, some of you have that Gemara, so they quote from the Ohel Moshe, who took the word Me'ila and flipped it around. He says the Girsan Tosfos should really be Va'ochel Chum B'Shogeg U'Mo'al L'Rebbe Do'omar Hizid B'Misa. Mo'al always means b'shogeg. U'mo'al, which means b'shogeg, according to Rebbe, who holds he's it is b'misa, that's chayav zeres hakasa. Why does he say Rebbe? Because according to the Chachamim, who hold that he's it is b'malkus, it's posher that you're going to be chayav b'shogeg. Because there's no kamei b'dirabim, there's no tanat b'chizkiya. But according to Rebbe, that there's misa b'nei shamayim b'meizid, you'd think tanat b'chizkiya should apply b'shogeg. But mashal in the posuk they say, it's a zeres hakasa that you're going to be chayav. The Tosfos has set us up now. Tosfos has pointed out to us that Zar Shachol Truma, the Nakamim between Abayin and Rava, that's Zar Shachol Truma b'meizid. But Zar Shachol Truma b'shogeg is Chayev Mamon, Migzeres HaKosef. And he's in excuse me, Moal b'hegdish b'shogeg is Chayev Mamon, Migzeres HaKosef. But tomorrow we have to see the world famous question of Tosfos on this Zar Shachol Truma b'shogeg, where he's going to compare back and forth Hegdish to Truma. And to answer this question, Tosfos is going to come out with a fundamental yesod that rocked the world. One of the most famous principles in all of Kamei B'Dirabimine. It's a Shas yesod, and hopefully Mitzvah Shem we're going to get to it.